नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय।
तो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 8। द टाइटल ऑफ दिस चैप्टर द चर्निंग ऑफ द मिल्क ओशन एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड फ्रॉम 3 to 8। The first I will read up to 7 text, 3 to 7 and translation, then we will be repetition for text 8. Text 3 Tatah Uchahi Srava Nama Hayo Bhut Chandra Panduraha तस्मिन् बलिम स्पृहाम चक्रे नेन्द्र ईश्वर शिक्षया। देयर आफ्टर ए हॉर्स नेम्ड उच्चैस्तरवा विच वाज एज व्हाइट एज द मून वाज जेनरेटेड। बलि महाराज डिजायर टू पोजेस हिज पोजेस दिस हॉर्स एंड इंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन King of the heaven did not protest, for he had previously been so advised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 4 Tatah Airavato Nama Varanendra Vinirgatah Dantai Chaturvi Svetai Adre Bhagavato Mahim. As the next translation, as the next result of the churning, the king of elephants named Airavat was generated. This elephant was white and with its four tusks it defied the glories of Kailash mountain, the glorious abode of Lord Shiva. And text 5 Airavat तदास्तष्टो दिग्गजा असंभवस्तत अभ्रमु प्रभृतष्टो करण्यस्त भवन निरपाल। ट्रांसलेशन देयर आफ्टर ओ किंग एट ग्रेट एलिफेंट्स व्हिच कुड गो इन एनी डायरेक्शन वेयर जेनरेटेड दे वेर हेडेड बाय ऐरावान। Eight sea elephants headed by Abhramu were also generated. And there is really tiny purport in for this. I will read. The name of the eight elephants were Airavan, Pundarik, Viman, Kumud, Anjun, Pushpadanta, Sarabhauma, and Supratik. Text 6 Kaustubham Vakha Bhutratnam Padmarago Mahodadhe Tasmin Manosh Priham Chakre Vakshalankarane Harim Tatud Bhavat Parijata Suraloka Vibhushanam Puryattar Thinoyarthe Sashwad Bhuvi Yatha Bhavan. Generated thereafter from the great ocean where the celebrated gems Kaustubh Mani and Padmarag Mani, Lord Vishnu to decorate his chest desired to possess them. Generated next was the Parijat flower which decorates the celestial planets. O King, as you fulfill the desire of everyone on this planet by fulfilling all ambitions, the Parijat fulfills the desires of everyone. And text 7, Tatascha sarso jata nishkantya suvasasah ramandya swarginam valgu gati lila valokanahi. Next, there appeared the apsaras who are used as prostitutes on the heavenly planets. They were fully decorated with golden ornaments and lockets and were dressed in fine and attractive clothing. The apsaras move very slowly in the attractive style that bewilders the inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Text 8, please repeat after me.
Tatascha virabhut sakshat Shri Rama Bhagavat Para Ranjayanti Dishakantya Vidyut Saudamini Yatha Tataha. Thereafter Cha and Avirabhut manifested Sakshat directly Sri, the goddess of fortune, Rama, known as Rama, Bhagavat Para, absolutely inclined to be possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ranjayanti, illuminating Disaha, all directions, Kantya, by luster, Vidyut, lightening, Saudamini, Saudamini, Yatha, as. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Then there appeared the goddess of fortune, Rama, who is absolutely dedicated to being enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She appeared like electricity, surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. Purport. Sri means opulence. Krishna is the owner of all opulences. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhirdam sarvabhuta nam gyatva mam shantim rikshati. This speech formula for the word is given in Bhagavad Gita 2.529. When people know that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor and the most intimate well-wishing friend of all living entities, peace and prosperity will ensue all over the world. Unfortunately, the conditioned souls, being placed into illusion by the external energy of the Lord, wants to fight with one another, and therefore peace is disturbed. The first prerequisite for peace is that all the wealth presented by Sri, the goddess of fortune, be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should give up his false proprietorship over worldly possession and offer everything to Krishna. This is the teachings of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. This is the teachings of the Krishna Consciousness. Means the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So this chapter describes, of course, previous chapter description how the demigods and demon together they started churning the ocean.
samudra manthan. While when they started churning ocean, samudra manthan, first thing came out from the samudra manthan, it was poison. And it was deadly spreading all over the surface of earth. So all the demigod and demon, they requested Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva drank whole the poison. It was spreading all over the universe. But Shiva has a mystic power. He collected all amount of poison within his palm, and in one sip he drank. He has such a potency. As a defamation of his power, poison, it make the Shiva's neck blue. Neck of Shiva becomes blue due to poison, and that is reason why one name of Shiva is Neelakanth. Neel means blue is in color, his kanth. Then again with all vigor, again very enthusiastic, they started to churn the ocean again, second time. In continuation of the churning, and here description that first, after poison, first thing came out the Kamdhenu, cow of plenty. It came and it was given to Rishi. Rishi become possession. It came in possession of Rishi. Mahatma, they accepted. And then Tatah Ucha Istrava, we are starting from text 3. Tatah, after that, afterward, Uchai Sarva Namo Hayo Abhut Chandra Panura. Then one horse, very celebrated horse, came out from the sea, ocean. Its name was Uchai Sarva, and it was as white as moon itself. Chandra Pandura. The horse was whitish in color. It was as white as moon itself. Tasmin Balim Spriham Chakre. When horse was generated, horse came out, immediately Bali Maharaj, the king of demon, Bali Maharaj, he desired to have the horse, and it was given to Bali Maharaj. Here Sukadeva Goswami, no Indra. Indra did not, of course he developed desire, he wanted to have it, but he did not reveal his desire, he did not protest. Bali Maharaj first, I want this horse, and it was given. Because Ishwar Shikshaya, previously, before starting the churning, Samudra Manthan, Indra was advised, according to instruction of Krishna, Vishnu himself, he did not protest at all. Though it was a very valuable gem came out from the churning. Tatah, next, after that horse, Aswa, next came Tatah Airavato Namo Varanendro Vinirgata. Then appeared Airavat, Varanendra, great, very glorious elephant. Name was Airavat. Dantai Chaturvi Svetad. And he has four tusks, such a beautiful white tusk, that the tusks defy the glories of Kailash Mountain. Kailash Mountain is such a white, nice looking. But four tusks of the elephant were so glorious, so white, it appeared that the tusks defy the glories of mountain Kailash. Kailash is the abode of Lord Shiva. And this elephant was given delivered to Indra. Elephant came in the possession of Indra. And then description that another next thing came. Altogether 16 elephant, 8 male elephant and 8 females, sea elephant were generated. And those elephants that such a power that they can go in any direction without help of any mechanical arrangement. If they want to go in the sky, no one can check them. There were 16, and then came Kaustubha Varanam Ratnam Padmarago Mahodade. And then a very valuable gem, stone, came out, Padmarag Mani. One Mani came, name was Kaustubh Mani. While the churning Samudra Manthan, Kaustubh Mani appeared. And here Sukadeva Goswami said, Tasmin Mano Spriham Chakre Hari. Hari, there, Lord was, he was also participating in the churning. Ajit, one incarnation of Krishna, Ajit, with the name of that Vishnu, incarnation was Ajit. Tasmin Mano Spriham Chakre Hari. Then Hari, Krishna, Vishnu, desire to get this gem, Kaustubh Mani. For what reason? Bakshah Alankarane. Vishnu, Ajit, wanted to decorate his chest. For that, for decoration, as an ornament, he wanted to, without any opposition, enormously it was given to Lord Vishnu. When Kaustubh Mani came out, Padmarag Mani came out from the ocean, it was delivered, it was given to Lord Vishnu himself. Vakshah Alankarane. Because Vishnu wanted to decorate his chest, Shati, Vakshastha. For that reason, okay, no problem. Tatah Abhavat Parijata. Then came a celestial tree, Parijat, desire tree. Kalpa Vriksha, Sura Loka Vibhushanam. Even it is become glorious, it is decorating the heavenly planet, heavenly celestial planet. Tato Abhavat Parijata Sura Loka Vibhushanam. It is like decoration, ornament for the celestial planet. Parijat, Purayat Darthino Artho. And this Parijat is such a, if anybody comes underneath the Parijat tree, any desire, if someone desires anything, just comes near the tree, and the desire had ability to fulfill the all ambition and all desire to living in it, simply by going there. Parijat, Kalpa Vriksha, desire tree. And here Sukadeva Goswami, as Parikshit Maharaj, as you fulfill the day, if anyone comes near you for charity, immediately you fulfill that desire. Similarly, the Parijat tree, Kalpa Vriksha, it has ability, potency to fulfill the desire of every all living entity, whosoever comes near that tree. And then Tatah Apsarso Jata, and then Apsaras were generated. They came out from the water, from the milk ocean. Tatah Apsarso Jata Apsaras Nishkantya. It is a description that they were decorated with golden ornaments. Especially their neck were decorated with the ornament, golden ornament. And they were dressed very nice in attractive fine and attractive clothing.
So ornaments, they were decorated, all the apsaras were decorated with golden ornaments. Especially their neck was with lockets, decorated with lockets, and they, suvasasa, they were dressed in a fine and attractive clothing. Ramayandya swarginam valgu gati leela valokane. Here Prabhupada writes that those apsaras who are used as prostitutes on the heavenly planet. So the apsara, so parijat puspa, parijat tree, it was given to demigod. And when apsaras came, they were also given to demigods. They become the residents of celestial planet, heavenly planet. Then comes this verse we are talking, tatah cha avirbhut sakshat sri rama bhagavat para. Then came, then appeared sakshat directly sri Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune. Sakshat sri appeared. Directly Lakshmi ji came out from the Samudra Manthan, from the Samudra. And she was like embodiment, personification of all beauty and prosperity. Sakshat, directly, source of all opulence. And Sukadeva Goswami said, Rama. Rama means Harim Ramayanti Hare Priya Priyasi Rupa. One who gives the pleasure to Ram, Hari, Krishna, she is called Rama. So Lakshmi ji, who is the source of all opulence, who is the like embodiment of all beauty and prosperity, she came out. And Rama means her quality is described here, that she has ability, she has qualification, even she can give pleasure to Krishna, Vishnu. And then comes Bhagavat Para. Here Sri Prabhupada talked about she was absolutely inclined to be possessed by and be enjoyed by Vishnu himself. She is exclusive property of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Bhagavat Para Ranjayanti Disah Kantya Vidut Saudamini Yatha. Ranjayanti Disah. As she appeared, immediately she was illuminating all the directions. Such a beauty, exclusive beauty was, she was beautiful. Ranjayanti Disah Kantya. As soon as Lakshmi ji appeared, came, she dispelled the darkness of the area. Ranjayanti, she was illuminating Kantya by her bodily lustre, bodily color. Vidyut saudamini yatha. As the vidyut, electricity, lightning, illuminates saudamini. In Vedic literature, there is description that there is one special mountain, Sudama, name of that mountain in Sudama. It is a celestial planet, heavenly planet. And on the mountain, this is like many peaks of the mountain, or marble mountain, or crystal mountain. Crystal. Crystal को हम लोग हिंदी में क्या कहते हैं? Crystal. Crystal. जो सफेद रंग का होता है ना, लगाते हैं व्हाइट रंग का, वो लाइट कूलिंग इफेक्ट दैट डज वन स्फटिक 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 दैट इज क्राइस्ट. So that Sudama mountain Mostly they are marble, white marble, and sphatic is there, crystal is there. And when vidyut, electricity, lightning takes place at night time, it is completely becomes very nice illuminated. So I, the peaks of Sudama mountain is illuminated during night time, it becomes very beautiful by the lightning. Similarly, when Lakshmi Devi appeared, came in the arena, the whole area was illuminated, very nice. So, and as soon as Lakshmi Devi appeared, tasyam chukruh spriham sarve, every single person were present in that assembly where they desired. Aspriham chakre, they desire to possess Lakshmi Devi. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, they desire all the demigods. They desire to possess not as Prasirupa, not as their own wife. Rather, they considered that she is the source of all opulence. As a mother, all the demigods, including demigods and demons, they felt motherly affection for Lakshmi Devi. They considered that she is a mother. But since she is the source of all opulence, by her presence, all opulence could come in our direction. So every single member of that assembly, they desire to have Lakshmi Devi. Means they want to be opulent. They could understand by the mercy of Mother Lakshmi, we can get all opulence. For that reason, they felt demigods as well as a demon, they felt that this is our mother, and she could, by her mercy, we can get all opulence. The sampat rupas priham, source of opulence, natu hare priyasyam. They were feeling, and Mother Lakshmi, she was feeling that all these are my sons, son bhav, putra bhav, putratva, and all the demons and demigods, they are seeing Lakshmi Devi as their own mother. They are feeling motherly affection. Or Lakshmi Devi was feeling motherly affection for all demigods and demons, and the motherly affection, she was thinking that they are my sons, and the demons and demigods are feeling that this is my mother, our mother. Tasyam chakru spriham sarve sura sarve sa sura sura manava, sur and asur, demon and demigods, they are feeling that this is my mother. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about tasyam chakru aspriham, everyone desired Lakshmi Devi. Here in purport, Sri means opulence. Sri means opulence. And Krishna is the owner of all opulence. How we can get peace and prosperity? Srila Prabhupada talks in this purport. This very celebrated verse of Bhagavad Gita appears in 5th chapter, last verse. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheso. Krishna is enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerity. This fact we must know, we must realize. Krishna is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and all austerity. We are not enjoyer. Krishna is enjoyer. And sarva loka maheswaram, Krishna is proprietor of everything we see. Whatever exists in material or spiritual universe, the proprietor is Krishna. Krishna is proprietor and he is controller. Sarva loka maheswaram, and third thing we must know if really we are interested to have peace and prosperity, that is thang suhridam sarva bhutanam. Krishna is the suhrid, well-wisher, well-wishing, intimate friend of every single living entity. Gyatva, when we understand, we realize this fact, we accept this fact, then santim mrikshati, santim prapnoti. How we can get peace, how we can get prosperity, how we can get happiness in this material world, that is the peace formula is given, bhoktaram yagya tapasam. Krishna is enjoyer of all activity, of human activities. He is a Ishwar, Sarvalok Maha, Maha Ishwar. He is a controller, he is a proprietor, and same time he is the well-wisher of all living entity. If we can understand this fact, immediately santim, shanti, peace, we can get shantim mrikshati, shantim apnoti, shantim mrikshati, we can get peace. Srila Prabhupada in this, unless and until we realize this fact, when we claim false proprietorship, Krishna is proprietor, but when we falsely claim to be proprietorship of anything, there is no question of peace and prosperity. We are not proprietor, we are not enjoyer. We are subordinate of Krishna, or servant of Krishna. When these three things is known, then peace ensues. Peace, shanti is, shanti occurs. First, when realize this thing, then shanti will come as a result of this understanding. If will not understand, if will not realize this thing, we will not know that Krishna is enjoyer, Krishna is controller, and Krishna is well-wishing, intimate friend of all living entity, there is no question of peace. Rather, here Sri Prabhupada said that if we try to get peace, the peace is, it will disturb. Certainly, we are not going to peace or prosperity. We fight each other for the peace, but peace is not going in our direction. So, as an imperative, as an instruction, Prabhupada writes here, everyone should give up his false proprietorship over worldly possessions and offer everything, whatsoever is with us, it should be offered, given to the Vishnu. And then this is the teachings of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Krishna Consciousness Movement teaches, this is the instruction that Krishna is Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsabhavrita. Krishna is the master. He is the Swami. We are servant only. This is our duty. We are duty bound to serve him. Then we will get peace. Otherwise, there is no question of peace. So, the demigods, they desire, because they were devotees, they have association. As soon as Lakshmi ji appeared, they desired, not as a Presirupa, but they desired that as a mother, and she could give all prosperity, she source of all opulence. By her mercy we can get peace and prosperity. So everyone desired to get Lakshmi Devi, or desired to get the mercy of Lakshmi Devi. So here in this verse is Sakshat Sri, means she was like personification or embodiment of all prosperity, opulence and beauty. She appeared. And then next verse talks about how all demigods
headed by Indra, they gave all due respects for Lakshmi Devi. First thing, Indra brought a nice seat to seat her, and every single demigods and demon together, they made Abhishek. A nice Abhishek ceremony was performed by that demons and demigod for Lakshmi Devi. So Krishna is well wisher. In Bhagavad Gita, many ishtosi me drhamati tato vakshami tehitam. You are my very dear friend, ishtosi. Sarva guhyatamam bhuya shrunu me paramam vachah. Krishna towards the answer, sarva me guhyatamam bhuya. Now I am going to tell you most confidential thing. Why? Ishtosi, you are my ishta, priya, dhram. You are firm. You are my ishta, priya. You are very dear to me. For that reason, I am going to dhramiti tato vakshamite hitam. For your hit, for your well, I am a well-wisher, so I am going to talk you. And again, fourth chapter also, Krishna says, bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Here, Prabhupada, Krishna is the intimate, well-wishing, friends of all living entity. Krishna says, bhaktosi me sakha cheti. You are my devotee and you are my sakha. Sakha means friend. So we must understand this. If we realize this thing and act accordingly, immediately peace would ensue. It will flow in our direction. Simply by understanding, as a result, we understand that Krishna is proprietor, Krishna is enjoyer and Krishna is well-wisher of all living Surya, immediately the peace and prosperity will come in our direction. Otherwise, if we will not realize this fact, then even superficially we may get peace, but that peace would be eventually, it will be change into disturbance. It will be disturbed absolutely. Therefore, peace is disturbed. And that reason why people try their level best to brought peace and prosperity in this material world, but always we feel that peace is completely disturbed. So here Samudra Manthan is going on. Most prominent 14 gems, ratna, came out from that churning. See a few districts description for name. After poison, Kamdhenu came, then horse came. Kamdhenu was given to saintly person. Horse was given to Bali Maharaj. Then one celebrated elephant come, it was given to Indra. And then 16 other elephant came. They were also in charge for eight direction. And the Kaustubh Mani, Padmarag Mani, a certain type of Mani called Padmarag. Name of this Padmarag Mani was Kaustubh Mani. And as soon as Kaustubh came out, here description of Krishna, Vishnu, Ajit desired to get it. Krishna wanted to, Vishnu, Ajit wanted to decorate his chest. For that reason, so okay, I want, okay, take it. And then comes Parijat, desire tree, and demigod, desire, oh, we want, okay. And the demon did not care, so a simple plant, tree, so it was given. But it is a glorious plant. It is like a decoration for celestial plant, heavenly planet. And it has a potency to fulfill the desire of anyone who comes near the desired tree, Pariyat. Then Apsaraj were generated, came out, appeared, and they were given to demigods. They become the residents of heavenly planet, and then Lakshmi Devi came. And Lakshmi Devi, whole description is there. Lakshmi Devi was given to R.C. Chuj, Vishnu, as her husband. She is exclusive property of Vishnu only. So we must understand this. Whatever Lakshmi Devi have given, it should be returned. It should be given to. And one point, Prabhupada, I have written that if we really we want to, one cannot achieve the mercy of the goddess of fortune unless one prays both her and the Supreme Personality of God. The process of achieving prosperity, that is to prayer, we should pray Lakshmi Devi and same time Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan together, then we can get peace and prosperity. So here I stop. You have any question or comment? Okay, here. Granthasimadbhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.